This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This modernized run-and-gun met my 2D shooting expectations, but rarely exceeded them. This is your IGN review of Contra Operation Galaga by Travis Northup. Like returning to a beloved amusement park as an adult, Contra Operation Galaga instantly reconnected me with the 2D run-and-gunners from the quarter-slinging arcade days of my youth. And just like revisiting a childhood fancy, I quickly remembered why I had so much fun with this series, while also feeling a bit underwhelmed by how little things have evolved in all that time. This reimagining of the original Contra offers a perfectly adequate modernization of a bona fide classic that makes for an enjoyable jaunt alongside your friends, but it's also, perhaps, overly faithful to its predecessors, allowing for only the slightest tweaks. I don't regret the handful of hours it took me and my buds to get through all of Operation Galaga, but it's one of those games that's likely to fade from my memory just as quickly. The side-scroller plays it safe with the reliable, if not particularly exciting, formula of fighting through stages filled with enemies before taking on a boss. Despite being framed as a sequel to the original Contra, Operation Galaga is a lot closer to a remake. It features the same macho dude-bro protagonists, Bill Reiser and Lance Bean, on the same island, going through many of the same stages in the same order. You and a friend will blast your way through familiar levels, like the waterfall stage with a giant alien at the end, the icy train ride stage, and even that part where you end up inside a massive alien's body to do battle against the big guy's gross parasites, just like in the original Contra from 1987. That said, Operation Galaga sets itself apart with some substantial additions, including fully voiced characters, complete with cutscenes, new playable characters with their own abilities and playstyles, and, most notably, new 2D stages to replace the less interesting pseudo-3D shooting gallery levels from the original. All of these things do help to refresh an experience that plays things extremely close to its roots in almost every other sense. Operation Galaga doesn't always succeed with the new stuff it tries, however, and nowhere is that more true than in its story. I certainly appreciate the extra context for why our heroes are doing the things they do, but with stilted writing, one-dimensional characters, and lengthy dialogue sequences in which meaningful developments arrive sluggishly, this added story mostly detracts from an otherwise fast-paced sprint through hellish battlefields. Both the classic levels and the completely new stages at least make for some solid old-school action. I always really liked the creepy journey through the inside of a living organism from Contra, so experiencing that in all its gross glory with upgraded graphics and mechanics was a lot of fun, and the completely new level that put my team on hovering motorbikes, then sent gangs of similarly octane-powered goons after us, mix things up just enough to keep us on our toes. But whether it's a reimagined legacy level or something wholly fresh, you're still basically always doing the same stuff these games have been doing for many years, dodging enemies while filling the screen with colorful projectiles of our own as you run, jump, and dash your way to the end. There's certainly nothing wrong with sticking to the basics, but it's also one of those rides where you can more or less tell exactly how things are going to go just by looking at the title screen, and that doesn't make for an especially exciting time. I enjoy retro or arcadey run-and-guns as much as the next boomer, but it would have been nice to find more surprises or evolutionary changes here, because it's not like this genre couldn't benefit from them. Operation Galaga keeps the vast majority of the Contra gameplay recipe intact, which means longtime fans are unlikely to be blown away by anything besides the bullets enemies send your way. You'll use an almost identical arsenal from previous games, from the laser to the homing gun, fight the customary aliens and human commandos, and take on giant bosses who really don't like to be shot in the eyeball. There are a couple minor tweaks here and there that just barely break the mold, though, like how the new characters can do things like hover for a short period, shoot a grapple hook and zip over to distant surfaces, or slide under incoming fire and into enemies for damage, all of which provide a minor hiccup of fresh air. Many design elements from developer Way Forward's previous Contra game, Contra 4, have been incorporated here as well. This includes the two-weapon system that allows you to keep a backup firearm stowed away so you can switch things up depending on what you're facing. The arcade and challenge modes from Contra 4 also make a return, the former, which enables four-player co-op and dares you to get as far as you can with a set number of lives, while the latter tests you with special limitations, like trying to get through a level without firing a weapon. There's definitely some novelty in the challenge and chaos of marathoning each stage with a larger group, though that can get thin fairly quickly since you're running through the same 8 levels as the regular campaign. Contra Operation Galaga met my expectations as a marginally modernized run-and-gun arcade game, but it almost never exceeded them. All 8 levels do a solid job of playing to my Contra nostalgia, and small tweaks to combat like the weapon upgrade and overload systems add a couple of much-needed wrinkles to its otherwise extremely faithful formula. But with only a few hours worth of things to do and very few surprises to be found, the roller coaster comes to a halt too quickly and doesn't have many drops or loop-de-loops to enjoy. Contra Operation Galaga's IGN score, 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest Contra updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.